This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. There's a freeze warning in effect for much of the Treasure Coast. In addition, a wind chill advisory, as well as advisories for coastal flooding and high surf. Cold weather shelters have opened in the area. You can find out about those on our Facebook page. Edilo Presti is Emergency Management Coordinator for Indian River County. She joins us now. We want to stay warm, but stay safe. How is the best way to go about that?
It's going to be some of the coldest weather we've seen in years, so it really doesn't feel like Florida. But you need to make sure that you cover up your plants, bring any sensitive plants indoors if you can. Watch especially for your pets because you don't want to leave them out there for an extended period of time. And be careful for yourself. If you're going to be outside, dress in layers and just be very, very careful. And another thing you need to watch is your fire safety. You want to make sure if you're using a space heater not to let it touch any blankets or pillows or your drapes. Don't let it get near any of that fabric because we don't want to have to respond to any fires. That could be very dangerous. And another thing that folks need to be careful about is carbon monoxide. Don't think that you can take your car and turn it on while you're in the garage to stay warm, because that could create some carbon monoxide poisoning that could be very deadly for you and your family members.
Whenever you talk about bringing a pet inside, bringing it into the garage, is that good enough? Should they come into the house?
I think if the garage is enclosed, that would be fine, as long as you provide some blankets and your pet isn't laying on a cold concrete floor. Of course, indoors would be best, but certainly being in an enclosed garage would be better than being outdoors. I know some people have cats that run around, and it's going to be terribly, terribly cold for them. And our area is under a freeze warning, so we need to be particularly careful.
Now, I know some people who, there are some homes in Florida in our area. My husband used to live in one that doesn't have heat. So those people tend to do some makeshift things to try to keep themselves warm. There are some things they really shouldn't do, and that would have to do with turning on the stove or something like that.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the folks who works here thought that they would make cookies tonight and start the oven going. So that's one thing. But to leave it on while you're sleeping at night, that is not safe.
Not the burners or the stove or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So, and the cold weather shelters are open in most of the counties. Some of them you can just go if you need a blanket.
That is correct. The Source, which is a Christian ministry here in Vero Beach, they're going to be opening tonight at 9 o'clock, and they're going to remain open continuously through Friday at 6 p.m., Friday, they're going to be looking at it again to see if they might need to remain open for Friday night as well.
What does it look like? What are you hearing? When will it get back to being Florida again?
I hear it'll start warming up on Saturday, so okay. We need to enjoy this, but it's a little cooler than we would like, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So going to take some extra precautions, and hopefully everybody will stay safe. We've been speaking with Edilo Presti, she's Emergency Management Coordinator for Indian River County, about how to stay warm and safe during our cold snap. We will have a list of cold weather shelters on our Facebook page. We've also tweeted them. You can follow us on Twitter. We're at WQCS News. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.